WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News, Americans Back Home. I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden on the tarmac last night as those three Americans held in Russia arrived back in the United States.
There's nothing beyond our capacity to react together. Nothing. Remember who the hell we are. We're the United States of America.
The prisoner swap that brought back Evan Gershkovich, Paul Whelan, and Russian-American journalist Elsu Kramasheva included two dozen people and was the largest such exchange in decades. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan telling ABC News,
I knew when I got the call that said the exchange was done. Before that, I thought something could go wrong. But the deal had been in the works for weeks.
And he adds neither money nor favors were offered to the Russians in exchange.
Nothing was offered to the Russians beyond the prisoners in this exchange. That's it. That's the only thing that was offered.
The Americans at Joint Base San Antonio right now. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office is currently investigating a potential large-scale deer poaching scheme that spans three counties. A tip in mid-July led a Fond du Lac County Sheriff's deputy to uncover what investigators believe to be a large-scale deer poaching scheme. The deputy has since contacted a conservation warden with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and a joint investigation was initiated. The range involved covers about 200 square miles over Fond du Lac, Dodge, and Washington counties. The sheriff's office believes they have information that this has been happening over the course of the last year. The rates of COVID-19 cases in Dane County are on the increase. Officials said positive tests have gone up about 10% in the last month. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be warm and a little muggy here the next couple of days. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 87 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 66. Tomorrow, sunshine 88 by Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 85. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
99.7 FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. Happy Friday. Oh, I love being able to say that. Don't you like hearing it too? Because it means we're just a few short hours away from another weekend. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready. I don't care if it's going to be warm and humid. I like the air conditioning. I can handle it. Here's Mike Chung. Everybody have fun tonight.
I'll drive a million miles.
99.7 Max FM.
Prince, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 12 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn, and happy Friday. We officially made it. Yes. Don't you just wake up on a Friday morning and the world just seems to be all right? Doesn't matter what's going on. Doesn't matter what, you know, things lie ahead on social media or on the news. You're like, it's Friday. Nothing's bringing me down at this point. I don't know. There's something about a little extra pep in the step on a Friday.
Speaking of, I'm savoring every sip of my coffee this morning because I was just reading about how coffee is going to be getting even more expensive. Might be time for me to quit.
Good luck with that. I was going to say, that seems a little easier said than done. You do love the coffee right away in the morning, and I've got a husband who's the same way, so I completely understand. He went to coffee after he had to give up Coke, because once he had his first round of kidney stones about 18 years ago, that was one of the first things they told him he absolutely could not have anymore. And he's like, are you kidding me? I don't like to get out of bed, especially early in the morning, but I'm an adult, so sometimes I have to do that. And so coffee became the drink of choice. Now, I know we've talked about this before. Cream, sugar, do you just drink it straight black? How is your preferred cup right away in the morning?
I'm a weirdo. I my first cup is black, and then I use a little creamer on my second cup. But it's a tankard. That's my mug size is it's absolutely ginormous. So even though I say I only have two cups of coffee every day, they're really big cups of coffee.
Right. Well, you know, and you need that little jolt right away in the morning. So the black cup of coffee, I totally get it. Corey is usually, well, he has a little heartburn issue, so he can't do straight black coffee anymore. He's got a little milk or a little cream for every cup that he has. So, you know, it's the old people problems is essentially what it is.
No, I get it. I mean, and him having to wean himself off of Coke, I mean, it's actually between Coke and coffee, it's kind of picking and choosing your own kind of battery acid, which one is going to affect me less.
Well, now that my husband realizes from this very last round of kidney stones that he doesn't have them anymore, Coke has kind of made its way back into the diet. Now, not like it used to. Right. I do give him credit. But, you know, he does work hard. And there are some days that basically he was at the station yesterday working for about 14 hours straight. So I get it. By about 6 o'clock at night, you need something. You need something. If you're going to keep going. So, yeah, he's let the Coke infiltrate the diet once again. But not like it used to be. Not when we first got married and started dating, that's for sure. Now, did you do anything fun and exciting yesterday, or was it a pretty standard day for you guys?
Well, the glamour of yesterday was really all about the great sweet corn project of 2024.
Ooh, I love it. So what does this all entail?
So Chris found out, I think on Facebook somewhere, that she read a post about someone was selling sweet corn at a stand at a really good price. So she said she was going to go get some sweet corn.
Sure.
She comes back with over three dozen ears of sweet corn.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
So now what this entails in the great sweet corn project of 2024 is, because we like to freeze said sweet corn, because, you know, I mean, it's like a fine wine. I mean, you don't want it to go bad.
Right.
So we freeze a good chunk of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that requires, of course, shucking.
Right.
Which actually the teenager was all on board with yesterday. And usually you get kickback when you ask him to do things like shucking corn. Shucking corn. When you say shucking corn, doesn't it sound like,
I think a why don't you come up on the porch
and we'll have a mint julep together and shuck some corn. Yeah. So then it's shucking corn and then slicing, you know,
knifing
off all of the corn, off the cob, and then all that whole process. So eventually, close to bedtime, the sweet corn project of 2024 was completed. But
nice.
I really can't complain, because it is so delicious.
It's always so delicious. And let's face it, when it is raging cold and maybe a little snowy in January in the great state of Wisconsin, because, I mean, I don't want to bring you down, but that is our reality here in a few months.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than grabbing like fresh sweet corn right out of the freezer, or if you can it, or whatever you do. But there's something to be said for keeping those little tastes of summer around when exactly. we're in the midst of winter hell yeah. is essentially right. what it is here in Wisconsin.
I mean, when it was all said and done, it wasn't exactly like I was Simone Biles. I mean, I didn't get gold medal, but
right?
But I did get some sweet corn. Yeah.
That should be an Olympic
be the
sport.
Next sport.
Corn
sure.
shucking. Uh-huh. Exactly. Look at you guys sitting on the deck shucking corn on a nice humid day. Really is like you were paging something from Gone with the Wind or something. I love it.
I mean, yesterday it didn't seem as bad as the day before. And as long as there was cloud coverage, which yeah. we had a lot of, it was okay. In fact, we were out there right around 7 o'clock last
doable.
Night. Yeah, it was, and there was a bit of a breeze.
Sure.
So yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely doable. It wasn't as oppressive as it had been the day before. We also didn't get quite as warm. And you're right, the clouds definitely helped out a little bit yesterday. I wish I could say that things were that exciting here on Goose Poop Pond. I did not do any corn shucking yesterday. I'm
no.
afraid I would have been carried okay. away by the mosquitoes if I tried to be on my deck for more than 5 seconds. but we got a lot of stuff done. You know, it's been a busy week. We've been gone a lot. And so my house usually takes a toll on those weeks. So yesterday, it was all about staying home and getting everything back in order and back in line. And that's essentially what we did. And then it was a little warm and I didn't really feel like heating up the house. So I went and got all of the proper accoutrements to make sandwich sliders for Corey and Dexter and got some really
cool.
great chips and cut up yep. some nectarines, put a little honey on those because that's one of Dexter's favorite things. And that was essentially what they had for dinner last night. But they loved it because I always pick up two or three different types of meats, two or three different kinds of cheese. There's tomatoes, there's onion, there's pickles involved. There's little tiny mm-hmm. round lettuces because, you know, it's sliders. You can't have a whole piece of lettuce. That would just be stupid. And so I actually take the time to cut it into little round pieces and all of that kind of stuff. Get the Roma tomatoes so they're bun size and all of that fun stuff. And so that's what they did last night for dinner.
Awesome.
And I made myself a delicious chicken wrap. And then I got to tell you, I found a new fun thing and I'm loving this. You know, I love a good s'more. Who doesn't? We live in Wisconsin. It feels like campfire season all the time, mm-hmm. right? And s'mores are not one of those things that I can have too much of, but I love a good s'more. And so the other day I was online and I saw this lady on the old Tiki Tacs making a healthy version of a s'more. Now hear me out for just a second, because I was skeptical. Some of these things that you see, they look like they're going to be okay. And then you watch it and you're like, how is that actually going to be in practice? This one, I was pleasantly surprised. So you go out to the store and you buy yourself a caramel rice cake. I know, rice cakes, but again, hear me out.
Here we go then, again with the rice cakes.
So the caramel ones, this is the important part. You top them with a few little mini marshmallows, and I use sugar-free dark chocolate chips. You sprinkle some of those on there. You pop that into your air fryer for 3 minutes on 350. It was the most amazing thing I've ever eaten
wow.
in my whole life.
Nice.
I was so excited. Because then your rice cake gets a little crunchy as well, because obviously uh-huh. you're frying the outside of it. Your marshmallows get perfectly toasted. Your chocolate melts. Oh, it was so good. It was so, so yummy. So I have officially found one of my new favorite snacks. S'mores. Rice cake s'mores is what I'm calling them. So
I love how you come up
this.
With these healthy alternatives. It's like you get to indulge, but you're still being healthy.
Honestly,
with it.
If I didn't do that, I would end up eating tofu. And let's face it, I am not about to do that. I am definitely not about to do that. And I can't take credit for most of it. You know, I do spend time surfing online, just finding new ideas, because sometimes you got to have a new idea to break up the monotony of all of the things that I can or cannot eat, depending on how you look at it. So that was a good one, though. That one's going right back there in the back of the brain. And I do now have a whole bag full of mini marshmallows, healthy ones too, sugar-free in case anybody's wondering, some sugar-free chocolate chips ready to roll, and my caramel rice cakes, because that's how I live wildly
that's
on
how you
edge
roll.
Of life. It was really good though, and it is a really great healthy alternative when you need a little bit of sweet, but you don't want to add on all the extra calories. But sometimes it's cool to add on the extra calories too. I'm right there with you. Now, you mentioned Simone Biles at the Olympics. Olympics. So we got to go through these Olympic highlights because it was a big day for Team USA yesterday.
Yes, it was.
They extended their lead in the overall medal count, and they clawed their way back into the mix for gold. Now, I say we, like I'm out there doing backflips, rowing, you know, running 100 meters and doing breaststrokes. Anyway, seven more medals were added to the mix yesterday, and four were of the golden variety. Now, Simone Biles, you mentioned her. I mean, let's face it. She wears a diamond-encrusted goat necklace. She can wear that thing the rest of her life because she truly is the goat. She is one of the greatest of all times. She won the women's all-around gymnastics final. Suni Lee, who's also had an amazing story, she actually won that at the Tokyo Olympics in 2021. In this Olympics, she actually took bronze yesterday. So very exciting for her as well because she was kind of on the fringe throughout most of that competition if you watched it. So the fact that she basically put it all out there on the floor exercise routine to slide herself into third was pretty awesome. Simone is the first American gymnast to win this competition more than once and the first ever to win two of them non-consecutively. Her last gold in the all-around came in 2016. She now has 9 Olympic medals. 6 of them are gold. I think she has become, she has established herself as the GOAT. I think it is very appropriate. Now, in swimming, American Kate Douglas won her first gold in the 200-meter breaststroke. Reagan Smith won silver in the 200-meter butterfly. Katie Ledecky snagged the 13th medal of her career with a silver in the 4x200-meter freestyle relay. She's now the most decorated U.S. female Olympian of all time. I believe Michael Phelps holds it for the men, or just maybe far as general. I mean, it's Michael Phelps. Need we say more? Team USA also won a gold medal in rowing. Now, I know that doesn't seem very exciting, but because of Simone Biles and Katie Ledecky, this is kind of getting overshadowed. The men's rowing team has not won a gold medal since 1960 at the Rome Olympics, by the way. So this was a really big deal, but it got kind of overshadowed by the ladies yesterday, just a little bit, but it was a big deal. It's the first ever gold in team fencing as well in the women's foil. Through day 6, the U.S. led with 37 total medals, followed by France with 27, China with 24, Great Britain with 20, and then Australia with 18. And again, because I'm participating in all of this, we jumped from 7th to 2nd place in the gold medal count. China still leads with 11, then Team USA with 9, and 8 each for France, Australia, and Japan. Track and field got started last night. Richardson. There we go, right off the top of my head. I knew it would come to me in a second. She is considered to be the fastest female on earth. She showed it last night. Oh my gosh. She ran the 100 meter and she is absolutely incredible. So some good stuff happening at the Olympics. And remember, there's still 9 more days of action in case you haven't been keeping up with everything going on. There's still a lot to come at the Olympics. So hopefully Team USA keeps adding to their medal count. Now, switching gears here this morning from Olympics to just wild, weird, and wacky stuff. There's a few trends that I wanted to hit on this morning, Finn, because if, you know, cheering for Team USA isn't enough, apparently you need to try to get a sunburn now. Have you heard this? This is kind of insane. So there's this apparently a new look, we'll put that in air quotes, that's trending on social media this summer, and it happens to be sunburns. Now, we're not talking about actual going out and, you know, frying the skin. So these aren't actual sunburns, because as weird as some of these people seem, they're not exactly crazy. Just doing your makeup in a way that makes it look like you have a sunburn or you are sun-kissed. That is what we are talking about.
Now, so there's like some bronzer or something like that.
Now, there's a whole bunch of videos online documenting this entire process, which can require plenty of bold red blush. Some people even call this technique blush blindness. Others think it ends up looking insane and too red. I look at it and I'm kind of like, do you have a fever? Do we need to take you to the doctor?
Need to get you to a doctor?
That's exactly what I think of
care.
When I think of this and when I've seen people do this. Now, they say if they saw a friend wearing that much blush, they'd probably think that they did have an actual sunburn, but that is the idea. One creator said it's their favorite way to look sunburnt but not damage the skin, which makes sense. I mean, you know, there's that old saying, no pain, no gain. Well, we don't want to end up like actually with cancer or skin damage or something by all of these looks. So there you go, ladies. If you want to be trendy this year, just put on the bright red blush. Just do it in a way you don't look like you're about to go over to Circus World and perform.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, when you look like a lobster, that's a little
weird.
I mean, isn't there a healthy halfway point? I'm a pale Irishman, so I mean, it takes me
sun-kissed.
Forever to get any sun. It's ridiculous.
Sun-kissed. I think that's the look you want. Just a healthy glow, which you can do without looking like you're about to be the next sideshow over at Circus World. I'm
right.
pretty sure this is something you can achieve. Now, I'm from Norwegian and Dutch heritage, a little British mixed in there as well. But I'm one of those people who tans really, really easily. And I actually have to be careful. Even in this wintertime, I wear sunscreen every single day because my skin likes to absorb the sun and I get tan really, really fast. It's just been something that my entire life, you know, especially when you're young and stupid, you're not really thinking about those things in long term. I used to be that person who literally was just super tan all summer long. And I did it without really putting into much consideration what I was doing to my skin. So now I'm like the sunscreen queen is essentially what I am. So every day I wear a little bit of sunscreen on the areas that I know are going to be mostly exposed. Now, luckily here in winter, Wisconsin in the winter, it's not too much of a problem because usually we don't see sun for days on end. So I've got my bases covered there, but I'm one of those people that wears a lot of sunscreen. I basically, after my actual lotion sets into my skin, I use it as almost another layer of lotion just because then I know my skin is protected throughout the day. And
that's
I'm outside
smart,
with the dog a lot. I'm outside with her a lot. Now, another trend this summer, this is so weird. This one just proves that if you're not watching the Olympics, you probably have way too much time on your hands, because there's this new trend over on TikTok called fridgescaping. And this is like landscaping, but inside your refrigerator. Basically, you want to make it look as aesthetically pleasing as possible. So on a very basic level, it might just mean organizing everything so it looks good. The term isn't actually that new. It dates back to a blog post from 2011. And back then, it was just about using cute containers and making sure everything had its place in your refrigerator. But in 2024, in the land of excess, it's been taken to a whole new level, right? People are literally decorating the inside of their fridge with things like flowers, wicker baskets, and tiny picture frames with framed art. The trend took off in June after an influencer did a Bridgerton-inspired version and called it Fridgerton. Oh my gosh. And so if you've got nothing to do this weekend, maybe you're one of those people who hates the Olympics and you can't get into team spirit. I don't know what your problem is. At least you have something to do. You can fridgescape this weekend. My gosh.
Oh,
is this
TikTok.
Something we need in life? Is this something we really need in life? And how much do you actually have in your fridge to make this happen?
Well,
because my stuff would get knocked down all the time if I had tiny picture frames magneted up in my fridge.
I can never find anything in our fridge.
Right?
So I can understand. And I know she does really well with organizing it, but she can find it. I cannot.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So, I mean, I can get behind organizing the fridge.
Sure.
But when you're putting pictures in your refrigerator, I don't know.
How many people are going through your refrigerator at a time that you need it to feel homey and awesome? I mean, like, what are we doing here, people? But each their own. We're not going to judge. I personally will be enjoying the Olympics, but if you're putting tiny pictures in frames and magneting them into the inside of your refrigerator, I'm going to definitely judge you, but you have fun with that. I'm going to definitely judge you, just in case you're wondering. Taking a look at your forecast right now, and maybe with the weather, this will be a good weekend to do that. Stick your head in a fridge, you know, decorate the inside of it, stay cool at the same time, because it's going to be warm and muggy. Mostly sunny today with a high near 87, clear down to 66 tonight, then sun tomorrow with a high near 88. More sun on Sunday with a high near 85. Right now, it's 68.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
Need a little more color in your life? Now's your chance to brighten your world and flex your artistic muscles as you create a beautiful painting, mosaic, or wood-burning project with classes through Brushes and Bubbly. They offer public or private, online or in-person paint classes and parties. Nurture your inner Van Gogh or Picasso by creating your very own masterpiece. Call Brushes and Bubbly at 608-718-8282 to find out about paint lessons today.
Maximum Hits.
It's 7:32 right now. Thank you so much for joining us. And hey, happy Friday. We are just about at another weekend. Third Eye Blind now with Semi-Charmed Life.
I'm packed and I'm holding. I'm smiling. She lives and she goes and she lives for me. Says she lives for me. Evasion. Who won't motivation? She comes out and she goes by me. Make you smile like a drug for you. Do ever what you wanna do, coming over you. Keep on smiling, what we go through. One stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like a coda with the curse. Coming like a freak show, takes the stage. We give them the games to play. She say, I want something else to get me through this. Send me some kind of life.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:36 right now. And shop local, save money. Sounds pretty darn good, especially on a Friday. In order to do both of those things, you just need to head over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Savings in some cases up to 50%. And that includes today's big deal of the day. This is a good one. Sometimes you just need to get in there and you need to break something. You need to throw some paint around. And Disorderly Conduct Rage Room of Sauk Prairie allows you to do just that. And today, with it being our big deal of the day, the certificate happens to be 50% off. No coupon code needed. You just go in there and shop and you've got that certificate. $50 value, only $25 today when you're shopping at maxfmbigdeals.com and you take advantage of our big deal of the day. There's an instant download on that as well, which means if you want to go break something this weekend, you don't have to wait for us to send you anything. That certificate's going to be right there on your mobile device, and you're at the Rage Room, and you're throwing some paint on the wall, all right? So have a great time. Make sure you check that out, and while you're over there, see all the other inventory that we have to offer. All sorts of great stuff. Things for you, things for the home, delicious food options, adult beverages, also very important on a weekend, plus a little entertainment as well. You're really going to find it all with lots of new merchandise being added all the time. MaxFMBigDeals.com. Today only, Disorderly Conduct Rage Room, $50 certificate, $25. I don't know why you're waiting. Why are you still listening to me? Go do a little online shopping, all right? Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Hot and muggy over the next couple of days. Sean Cable's going to tell us more in just a moment. Plus, we're going to have a look at sports here on Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The Badgers getting their work in. Good morning. I'm Doug Russell with sports. We start with football. The Packers are off today, but the Badgers are practicing in Platteville. You might think that all of Wisconsin's preparation in camp is for game one, either week one against Western Michigan or maybe their conference opener September 28th at USC. That's not how Luke Fickell's camp works, though.
All that is a part of what you're doing. I don't know that it puts something new on your plate. You know, the first 3 weeks of camp has got to be focused on ourselves anyway to figure out who we are and where we are. You know, the thing about camp is you got to understand, like, what you're going to see from your offense and your defense, you know, is not what you're going to see all year.
That season opener, though, is exactly 4 weeks away. To baseball, the Brewers were off on Thursday. They're at Washington tonight. Despite being idle last night, the crew picks up a half game in the divisional race, the Cardinals losing to the Cubs 5-4. Coming up tonight, Frankie Montes makes his Brewers debut against the Nationals. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be warm and a little muggy here the next couple of days. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 87 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 66. Tomorrow, sunshine 88 by Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 85. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
99.7 Max FM.
740 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. Of course, it is the big weekend list. If you're celebrating or maybe know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. It's Donna Summer now, and she works hard for the money on 99.7 Max FM.
Bye.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:45 right now. And I don't know if this is something that I can get behind, Finn. Before we jump into birthdays, this is something everybody's got to know about, because Ford's slogan, Built for Tough, may be evolving to Built for Tough on Crime. They are actually trying to patent a system they developed that would automatically report speeding vehicles to the police. Not the Ford vehicles themselves, but they'd use their onboard cameras to snitch on other drivers. Interesting and kind of creepy and not at all what I would like to see. It's weird. An equipped Ford vehicle could send a report with speed data and pictures directly to law enforcement and roadside monitoring units. The cops would also get GPS info to help track the offender, which totally seems like something Buick would do. Probably not a Ford, but you know, here we are in 2024. For now, they're just trying to secure this particular patent. They haven't installed the technology in any of their vehicles yet, and even if they do add it, there would surely be some sort of legal debate about this, right? This would probably play out in the courts for a little while. Mm-hmm. Since an officer wouldn't be there to actually witness the overall violation, well, then you're going to have a few civil rights probably infringed upon. They're already stationary speed cameras, but they can only issue tickets based on a license plate number because they can't confirm who is driving. So, interesting that Ford wants to take it to this degree. I love, though, that you're not actually telling on yourself, which who would do that logically? But I love that you're going to tell on drivers around you.
You can squelch on somebody else.
It's kind of weird, but there you go. I mean, it might be a while before we see this technology, but the fact that there's a car company out there doing this or even thinking about it is kind of interesting all at the
same time.
Yeah. So there you go.
We'll
you know, that one person who passes you and you're like, they're going way too fast. And then you're like, why am I not right behind them kind of thing? Because they're going to get picked up before I do. I mean, that's our thought process, right? When we're trying to get somewhere quickly.
Why are the police never around when you need them here? When you witness something like that where somebody is just driving insane. And obviously, they can't be everywhere every minute of the day, right?
They're busy people. Wow. It's a big area. They have to cover, but there you go. Ford might be able to help us out with that eventually down the road. So it is an interesting concept, though, and I guess kudos for new technology, even if it feels a little like civil rights infringy. We'll say that. That's not a word. I made it up. It's my show. I can do what I want this morning. It's fine. Now we do have to take a look at our birthday list. If you are celebrating today or know somebody who is, you can text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dell's text line 355-9970. This is our big weekend list of celebrities, and we've got a whole really great crop of celebrities on the list this weekend. So you're in really good company if you're celebrating, by the way. We're going to start with Hallie Eisenberg. She is that adorable little girl from the Pepsi commercials way back in the day. She also did that Robin Williams robot movie, Bicentennial Man. She is celebrating her 32nd birthday today. Or I should say this weekend, since I guess it is the weekend list and all that good stuff. Cole and Dylan Sprouse are also 32 years old. Cole plays Jughead on Riverdale. He and Dylan were the twins Zach and Cody on Disney's Sweet Life shows, and they shared the role of the kid in Adam Sandler's Big Daddy and Ross's son Ben on Friends. So they've been around the block for a while. They've been getting their acting chops down for a while. Chet Hanks is celebrating a birthday today or this weekend. Now this sounds like it should be some sort of country singer. In fact, he's a white rapper, and he happens to be the son of Tom Hanks. So there you go. He also has a recurring role as Blake on Empire. He is celebrating his 34th birthday
now,
this weekend.
Now, I'm confused about this because, okay, so Tom has another son, and I think my wife explained this whole thing to me. So there's Colin Hanks, right?
Yes.
Okay.
As far as I know.
Now, but Chet Hanks is not his kid with Rita Wilson, correct?
I don't believe so. I believe, because wasn't he married before Rita Wilson or in a long-term relationship before Rita Wilson? It's been a long time since I've kept up on the love life of Tom Hanks, so I'm a little out of practice and a little out of date. But yes, I believe this would be from one of his previous relationships before Rita Wilson. That's maybe why you've never heard of Chet, because, well, he's Tom's kid. He's a rapper. Those two things right away don't go well together. Yeah. And then he's on Empire. Empire, which I know started out as a really hot show. I'm not sure it has this. It has had the longevity that they wanted it to have. But 34 for him today, the Hanks brother that you've never heard of. Right. Ryan Lochte, who is the swimmer, and as we found out a few Olympics ago, just kind of a liar all at the same time. He's celebrating his 40th birthday this weekend. Ohio Senator and quite possibly the next VP of the United States, J.D. Vance, celebrating his 40th this weekend as well. Mamie Gummer is celebrating a birthday. Now, she happens to be Meryl Streep's daughter. She's an actress as well. They worked together in a movie called Ricky and the Flash, but so far the closest Mamie's come to an Oscar is being in Mom's Belly when she was accepting her Best Actress Award for Sophie's Choice. Mamie is celebrating her 41st birthday this weekend. Marquise Houston is celebrating. He is 43 years old. Now, he is an R&B singer, and I don't bring it up because of that. A lot of people will know him best as Roger on Sister Sister with Tia and Tamara Mowry from way back in the day. He also played Elgin in You Got Served and Dumb Donald in the Fat Albert movie. So a lot of people know him from more of that stuff. Anyway, he's 43 this weekend. Also celebrating her 43rd birthday, Finn, is Meghan Markle, Prince Harry's wife, a.k.a. the Duchess of Sussex. To me, though, she's always going to be Rachel, that paralegal on Suits, because that's where we know her best from, right? She is celebrating her 43rd birthday. I mean, obviously, her career on Suits was a lot longer than her tenure at Windsor Castle.
Yeah, true.
We all know that went down kind of weird, and I think there's still a lot of questions we all have about that whole thing. Yeah. Evangeline Lilly, who is Kate on Lost, she was also the elf in the Hobbit movies and the wasp in the Ant-Man movies. She is celebrating her 45th birthday. I think she's pretty awesome and very talented, but that's just me. So I do love Evangeline Lilly. Tom Brady is celebrating a birthday this weekend. You know, we talked about Simone Biles being a GOAT. Well, of course, Tom Brady also can be put in that category. He's celebrating his 47th birthday. Now, don't you worry about Tom Brady. He's doing just fine. He's going to be an analyst for football this year. After he divorced his supermodel wife, Giselle, he is now dating yet another supermodel. It's like he traded up because she's like 20 years younger than Tom. So it's like he just traded up from one Giselle to another. But I guess when you're Tom Brady and you look like Tom Brady, you can do those things in life. The rest of us cannot. Tom Brady can get by with it.
From supermodel to supermodel.
Right? Mm. I mean, plus, before even Giselle, he was with Bridget Moynihan, who was also a model in her own right and a very talented actress. So it's not like Tom Brady has done horrible in the love department for himself. Edward Furlong. Oh, we know him as John Connor in Terminator 2. And then he returned to play John again in Terminator Dark Fate. He's also celebrating his 47th birthday this weekend. Sam Worthington, who is Jake Sully in the Avatar movies. He was Marcus in Terminator Salvation and Alex Mason in Call of Duty Black Ops. He is 48 years old. Spinderella is part of Salt and Peppa is celebrating her birthday. She is 53 years old. Push It, Shoop, Let's Talk About Sex, some of their big hits. And, you know, we're going to pull out the Salt and Peppa this morning.
Well, yeah.
Because I can, and Spinderella is celebrating. So I have even more reason to do so. Jeff Gordon, who is a NASCAR Hall of Famer, is celebrating his 53rd birthday as well. Kevin Smith, who is Silent Bob in Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back in 2019's Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, because we definitely needed that. Kevin wrote and directed all of them. He is 54 years old this weekend. Daniel Day Kim, who is Jin on Lost, which I know we've got a couple of Lost characters on here, so this is a list dear to you, I'm sure. Chin Ho Kelly, Hawaii Five-O, was another one of his characters, and he was also Kandor leader Jack Kang in the Divergent movies. He's 56 this weekend. Now, I actually know Daniel Day Kim because of Hawaii Five-O, but I was very sad when he left the show. There was a big to-do about Hawaii Five-O when it was still on the air, because CBS refused to pay the Asian actor and actress the same amount as their white counterparts on the show.
Huh.
And so obviously they left and went on to some bigger and better stuff.
Because I didn't know that.
Yeah, Hawaii Five-O didn't stick around only for another couple seasons after that. But that was why they suddenly departed the show. Grace Kelly was her name? I can't remember. She played Kono on the show as well. But that was why Daniel Day Kim and Kono, I'll call her because I'm not 100% certain of her actual name. That's why they both left that show, because CBS was being a stickler about pay. So
wow, I didn't know
stuff.
That. So what, that show, the reboot of that show, that lasted maybe a couple of years?
It was a few years. I mean, because, it had to be at least 7-8 seasons or maybe even more than that. I'd have to look it up because all I know is when the show started, just like every other show, right? They were super young, no gray hair, anything like that. And then by the end of it, they definitely had aged a little bit. So it was on for a while, I think. It was on for a little bit. But for about the last 2 to 3 seasons, there was no Kono, and I can't remember Daniel Day Kim's character's name off the top of my head either. It's a Friday, people. I can't remember everything. There's only so much room in the brain. But anyway, they weren't on for the last few seasons, probably last 2 to 3, just because CBS and they had a little discrepancy about what they should be paying.
Interesting. So, yeah, because I was happy on. After they killed off Daniel's character on Lost, I was happy to see that he had a new acting gig on Hawaii Five-0, but wow.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Right? No, it was a big story. I remember it made headlines for quite some time, and then they just basically wrote them off the show, and that was it, and they brought in new characters. So there you go. Mary Louise Parker. Oh, I love her. She's the pot-selling mom, Nancy Botwin, on Weeds, and she's also feminist lobbyist Amy Gardner on The West Wing. She is celebrating her 60th this weekend. We have Isaiah Washington celebrating a birthday as well. He was on The 100, and a lot of people will know him best as Dr. Preston Burke on Grey's Anatomy. He is 61 years old. Now, speaking of a character who left a show with a little controversy, it was Isaiah Washington leaving Grey's Anatomy. I'm not sure if we've ever figured out what really went on behind the scenes. He hasn't really talked about it. Obviously, the Shonda Rhimes version of the story is never going to leak, and so we don't really know all that came to be and why he left the show so early. But that was in the
something
early
went
days.
Down. Yeah,
that was in the very early days of Grey's Anatomy, and a lot of people were very, very disheartened and sad by that one. Who knew that it would be on 28 years later, and they would lose main characters, even the ones the show is named after? I mean, who could have seen that coming? James Hetfield, who is the lead singer for Metallica, Enter Sandman, of course, one of their biggest hits. He is celebrating his 61st birthday. John C. McGinley, who is Dr. Cox on Scrubs. He's also Bob Slidell in Office Space, one of our all-time favorite movies here on Goose Poop Pond. He is celebrating his 65th birthday. Apollonia, who is Prince's girlfriend in Purple Rain. Of course, she had her own band, Apollonia 6. She is celebrating her 65th birthday. I'm surprised we don't go through a birthday list every day and have one of Prince's ex-girlfriends on it, quite honestly, the way he was kind of a ladies' man. Let's put it like that.
Yeah.
Butch Patrick, who played Eddie Munster on The Munsters, is celebrating his 71st this weekend. Jay North, the OG Dennis the Menace from the 1960s, is 73. We have John Landis on the list. Oh, I love John Landis. So talented. He directed Animal House, The Blues Brothers, The Kentucky Fried Movie, An American Werewolf in London, Trading Places, Coming to America, and Michael Jackson's Thriller, which you get to see a really close look at him if you've ever watched the documentary that we've talked about so much, Michael Jackson's the anniversary of Thriller that's on Showtime right now. Mm-hmm. Michael Landis is in that and very, very awesome. Martha Stewart, 83 years old. I was surprised she didn't show up at the Olympics with Snoop Dogg, quite honestly. They seem to be joined at the hip these days. And then Martin Sheen, oh my goodness. Is such an impressive actor. Some of his credits include The West Wing, Badlands, Apocalypse Now, Gandhi, Wall Street, and Gettysburg. And now he plays Jane Fonda's gay ex-husband on Grace and Frankie. He is celebrating his 84th birthday this weekend.
Quite a
Martin
career.
Mm-hmm. He's just awesome. Truly, truly an awesome guy. Now, if you... I almost forgot. I was going to say, if you're celebrating, we wish you a wonderful day. But I do have one local birthday I have to pass along, and I almost forgot. Dave Grant texted me this morning, and his wonderful mother-in-law, Bev Teed, is celebrating a birthday this weekend. So Bev, she's an awesome person. So very, very happy birthday to Bev. We hope you have a wonderful day. Now I can wrap up the list because I got that one in there, Finn. If you are celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you always text us. It's so easy, 355-9970, and have a wonderful day if you happen to be celebrating this weekend. Now we've got to take a look at the forecast. It's really just going to be warm and muggy over the next few days. We're talking temperatures in the upper 80s with a whole lot of sunshine. Sean Cable